כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
מזמור כתוב זמר לקיינום פוסק לאי בגבורס אסוס יחבוס. We are continuing the amazing מזמור כתוב זמר לקיינום, the tremendous outpouring of his fractures of simcha, of excitement that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashkiach upon us. In the greatest times of Klal Yisrael was Mashvish Shechino, the Beis HaMikdosh, but even now we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh. Hashem is still Elokeinu, he's still with us, and he's in the process of being Boina Yerushalayim and being Mekabes Nitzchei Yisrael. He's bringing us back together. We just have to open up our eyes. So we saw the very Sukkim that we got up to till now are to negate various mistakes a person may make. One is that with so many members of Klal Yisrael all over the world, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly Mashkiach on every Jewish person, every place he is. And that we saw the dogma of the Kochavim. Hashem has put every star in its position, in its place, with its nature. And that's every part of the universe is guided and created and put into position by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Surely, every Jewish person who's like a star, Hashem has a shkocha over every individual. And now, we were discussing the second room for mistake, is the world looks like the ones who are more powerful, and very often the people that are powerful are not the honest people, and not the tzaddikim, the evil people. The power seems to be the thing that we need to survive in life. And there we brought the psukim of how Kodesh Bohu brings down the rain and sprouts forth from the earth the food for the animals that cannot fight for themselves. He brings special creatures for the oirev, the ravens' offspring that have nobody to tend for them. Hashem takes care of it. In other words, they were saying, we're reminding ourselves, mechazik, that appreciation, that's not true. It's not that the ones who have power and the people who are wealthy, they're the ones who are running the world. And if you connect to them, that you have everything, and if not, you don't have anything. It's not the most powerful of the beasts have a malice to survive, and the weaker ones don't. Hashem set everybody and everything that he created up with what it needs, and in unusual ways he made it. We do have the lion that eats up to other animals, but we have the cat that doesn't touch another animal. He just minds his own business. And where is he going to get his food from if he's not trying to outdo another animal? Hashem makes those droplets come up to the clouds, come back down, and those seeds that are embedded in the earth get the moisture, interact with the nutrients in the ground. This produce, which the behemoth eats, and those are the behemoths that we eat, because we also want to shake us to that midah, the midah of not the tough, strong warriors, the vicious animals. We want dafka. If we're eating an animal already, we need the animal that has that mahalach, that it's not vicious. It's peaceful. It's calm. The Megillah talks about this. That keeps us in our nature. And the way we sing now is even more than that. That the ones, their food comes directly from Hashem. They don't have to be animals of prey, to prey on something else, to eat up something else, to kill something else. They just eat the produce that was brought to them, to their table, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we're continuing with the statement of Loi Bigfurus Asus Yechbots. It's true, Hashem created the horses with a tremendous nature of Gevura. And the horses are the ones that were used throughout history as the tanks, the infantry, or whoever it was, going to the front lines. And we'd be going to horses, and the horse isn't afraid of anything, and charges ahead with its master. It's a powerful creature, and it's a daring creature. And Hashem was chayav to make such a creature, to give it a muscle for us to see what Gevura is. But that's not what he wants to have a kesher with. He put it in the world, but the ones that Hashem connects to and desires so much is not the power. Loi b'shoke ish. Shoke is the legs of the person who's riding the horse. He's in some ways more powerful. He's using the horse and putting it under his control to be the warrior. That's what's saying this pasuk. Don't be confused. Those powerful people, those powerful creatures, are not what the world is all about. They were put there for a reason. We'll see tomorrow what the world is about. And if you pay attention to your davening tomorrow morning, you'll see the next pasuk. But right now we're coming to negate the mistakes. Don't think power is what makes somebody really powerful. Don't think that a person is aggressive. That's going to give him more success. The one who really gives life in the world is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we appreciate that, we start off Hallel Hashem Bechaye, like we start off in the Mizmah. I pay attention to the fact that I'm alive is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is sustaining me in such ways that I don't even pay attention to it. That feeling of Kiryas Elokim, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the thing that brings us Siyat Hashmaya. That's what Hashem is Reitzer, that's what He wants. And the male, we don't have to feel a need to be aggressive and overpowering others. More so, we have to put our energy into appreciating all the goodness we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day of our life. And with that, being zeicher to be the ones that are rotzui, that are beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ones that are tachlis abri, and with that, that will bring us a tremendous Siyat HaShemayim and everything.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111